the Skagway Borough Assembly discusses a number of new municipal jobs, and the Haynesboro School District receives few responses to a call for applications for two vacant teaching positions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. A little over 2 months ago, the Haynesboro School District began looking for new staff to fill two vacant positions. The school plans to hire an art teacher and a fifth grade teacher. At a school board meeting Tuesday, Superintendent Roy Getchell raised concerns about the low number of applications that the district has received. Getchell says that when he was getting started in education, there were thousands of applicants fighting for jobs in Alaska. Now he says at job fairs for teachers, there are more recruiters than candidates.
It's been interesting over my career to watch the number of people going into education decline to now where we would have had probably 60 applicants, 30 to 60 applicants, with hundreds of applications on file, now to three for an elementary teaching position.
Getchell says that while the Haynes School has received some good applications for the vacant teaching jobs, they can't be taken for granted.
The more applicants you have, the better your hires are. It doesn't matter what business you're in, education's no different. That's something that needs to really be a focus, and I know that that is a focus of our Commissioner of Education. I think it's something that's important, that the morale of our educational staff is taken into account as decisions are made and as discussions are had around our state.
According to the University of Alaska Center for Alaska Education Policy Research, 64% of teachers hired in Alaska between 2008 and 2012 came from out of state. Even so, attracting teachers to Alaska can be a challenge. Remoteness of communities, high cost of living, and high turnover affect schools' ability to hire and retain staff. Now proposed state budget cuts to education have added uncertainty to the job prospects for teachers in Alaska. During a presentation last month, Legislative Finance Director David Teal said Governor Michael Dunleavy's proposed cuts to education translates to a reduction of about 3,000 jobs in school districts across the state. During a school board meeting Tuesday, Getchell said he wrote letters to Governor Dunleavy and the state's Board of Education to express his funding concerns.
While there's lots of things that have been said about proposal, and there's the first product is not going to be the end product, I think we need to really keep our eye on what's happening, because we have something worth protecting, and that is the future of our state, future of our community, and it's in our kids.
According to the Alaska Association of School Boards, the Haynes School stands to lose about $667,000 in funding from the state. That represents about 17% of the school's entire budget. Getchell and representatives from the school board will attend a committee of the whole meeting on Thursday to discuss the school's budget with the Haynesboro Assembly and staff. The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet on Thursday. Many of the items on the agenda involve fleshing out the municipal roster with new hires and new positions. KHNS's Claire Strempel spoke with Borough Clerk Emily Deitch to learn more.
The Assembly will open public hearing before they vote to adopt resolutions that create paid positions at the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department. The resolutions change the fire chief from a volunteer to a paid position and add paid seasonal emergency responder positions. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says the changes are intended to help the department respond to increased emergency call volume in summer months.
The Public Safety Committee has recommended that we hire six seasonal emergency responders for this season. So our next step would be then to budget for that.
National Park Service maintenance worker Daniel Papke will be appointed historical liaison to the Historic District Commission. Papke's appointment follows the resignation of Susanna Dowds on March 1st of this year. His term will end in 2022. The Assembly will consider the professional services agreement for Tom Healy, who will be the interim municipal manager. He will take on the duties temporarily while the municipality works to make a permanent hire. Deitch says he's a natural fit.
He served in this position before. He knows our issues, all of that stuff, so he can really step it seamlessly into the role. We feel very short-staffed right now, and so there's a lot of things that are starting to build up that it'll just be nice even to have that time when we can address backlogs and, you know, get everything wrapped up. And we're all very excited that he's coming.
The municipality is renewing its search for a permanent manager after Sam Keto III declined the position in favor of a job at the University of Alaska Southeast. Healy will serve as interim manager through the end of May this year. The assembly will introduce an update to license requirements for chauffeur permits in town. The update would expand the types of license that qualify for the permit. Real IDs are recognized federally and by the state, but municipal code doesn't accept them for chauffeur permits yet. Deitch says this should make the process easier for tour companies.
We want to be able to accept that, but right now we don't. So we need to get that into code so that we can begin accepting that as a valid form of license for this permit.
The assembly will also approve the draft of a letter to the state outlining the potential impacts of the proposed state budget. Chief among the concerns are reductions to the school budget, funding for general government services, and threats to the ferry system. The assembly will meet Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in assembly chambers. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.